Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
You know, never move faster than your guardian angel can fly. Now smile, and let's talk about life. Influenza in the United States is at epidemic levels and rising. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. The proportion of deaths from flu and pneumonia at 6.8% has surpassed the epidemic threshold set by CDC, and there's been 4 flu-related child deaths. The CDC flu report issued in late December 2014 reveals, in addition to the epidemic level of influenza in the U.S., the rate of flu-related hospitalizations is also very high, above norm. The proportion of outpatient visits for influenza-like illness was 5.5%. Why the early epidemic status? The major reason the flu season is particularly bad this year is a mutated version of the more deadly influenza A H3N2 component. Unfortunately, the cause of the majority of flu currently circulating is not in the 2014-15 flu shots. This season's flu vaccine has no protection against the most virulent form of this year's flu epidemic, and the current flu shot is only effective against the milder forms of flu less prevalent this year. There are many strains of flu virus, and they are constantly mutating, as is unfortunately the case this year. CDC scientists decide early each year which strains will be used in the year's flu vaccine. Their educated guesses were regrettably wrong this year by not including the mutated AH3N2 strain. The CDC has warned that the H3N2 strain circulating and not included in the flu shot is linked to the flus being more severe than usual and results in more hospitalizations and deaths. But the agency still urges nearly all Americans over the age of 6 months get the shot, particularly seniors, children, and those with chronic health conditions such as asthma who are most at risk for flu complications. Health officials are also recommending people who catch the flu ask your doctor for an antiviral such as Tamiflu. But folks, such antivirals at most lessen the duration of flu by 1 day and can have serious side effects including gastrointestinal distress. To reduce your risk of catching the flu, wash your hands frequently, use sanitizer wipes to clean airplane and train tray tables, bathroom surfaces, just about anything else you touch. Keep your hands away from your face, including mouth and eyes, to avoid spreading germs. Boost your immune system with exercise, proper diet, adequate rest, and reduce stress levels. Supplement with NSC respiratory formula containing MG beta glucan with zinc, echinacea, vitamin C, and much more. And use NSC Gold multiple vitamins. Avoid crowded public areas, stay home if sick, and hopefully stay well.
A winner in sports must be in peak condition. For you to be a winner in health, your immune response has to be in peak condition too. When you don't eat right or exercise enough and stay stressed from money, family, job, or 1,000 other things, you need NSC Immunition Beta-Glucan. Remember, when you can't, Beta-Glucan. The original and best is U.S. patented and medical school researched NSC Immunition Glucan. Be a winner with NSC Immunition Glucan. Call 888-541-3997 today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Need to hear good news as we each grow older each day? Be positive and read Psalms 92, 12 through 15. Quote, they will still bear fruits in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, He is my rock. Proclaim and claim. Now go in good faith and remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can.